We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local on KMX 1070 News Radio.
This is Southern California's only 24-hour local news and traffic station, KNX 1070 News Radio. I'm Mike Simpson.
And I'm Karen Adams, our top local story. They're still very high, but coronavirus infections and hospitalizations are starting to drop in L.A. County. And Public Health Director Dr. Barbara Ferrer says it's important to look at the test positivity numbers as well.
This is encouraging news because we're reporting a drop in the test positivity rate. From a peak of more than 20% over a seven-day average on December 31st to 14.6% on January 15th and dropping again to 14% today.
Dr. Ferrer says the county has a very limited supply of vaccine available and has to reserve most of it for second doses to people who already got a first shot. She says there are few appointment times available for people 65 and older, but she says people are canceling appointments, so it's important to keep trying. And another 262 people have died from the virus in LA County. The total number of deaths is just under 14,400, and there are about 6,500 new infections.
So when it comes to the remaining appointments, the system, the website, crashed for several hours yesterday. It is back today. The Pomona Fairplex fully booked. The site of the Forum in Inglewood showed some appointments for tomorrow. Cal State Northridge had availability today and tomorrow. That was at midday today. Appointments beyond this week remain unclear given the uncertainty about the vaccine supply.
And among the first seniors to get a COVID-19 shot in L.A. County, Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Using a famous line from the Terminator movies, he's urging others who are eligible to follow his lead, saying, "Come with me if you want to live." The actor and former California governor says in a tweet that L.A. Mayor Eric Garcetti checked him in for his vaccination at Dodger Stadium. Schwarzenegger adds, "Today was a good day. I have never been happier to wait in a line."
All done.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Congratulations.
There's video of Schwarzenegger getting jabbed.
All right, I just got my vaccine, and I will recommend it to anyone and everyone.
Anne Ramoyne is a professor of epidemiology at UCLA who studies vaccine hesitancy. She says influencers can help allay people's concerns.
I think that celebrities, entertainers in general, have an important role to play.
USC researchers are tracking vaccine hesitancy in the U.S. and find only about 63% of respondents say they're likely to get a shot when they can. Claudia Pescuta, KNX 1070 News Radio.
Efforts are being ramped up to try to stop the spread of COVID-19 in an area that's critical to the overall economic health of the L.A. area and the nation. That's the ports of L.A. and Long Beach.
Port of L.A. Executive Director Gene Soroka says about 700 of 15,000 port workers are now affected by the virus, and they're doing what they can to try to stop the spread, which takes longshoremen and other critical workers off their jobs.
Level of positivity appears to be going up. I think realistically, it's not all about the numbers as to who's right and who's not. It's about getting widespread testing and access to vaccine for our workers who have been on the job since March. This is imperative.
Soroka said he and the labor unions have written letters to health officials and the governor trying to elevate the vaccination priority for port workers, which would put them in line for the next dose of shots when they arrive. In the meantime, the economic pain is beginning to increase as 45 ships with cargoes for businesses here and elsewhere are now anchored in San Pedro Bay, unable to offload their containers because of a lack of workers. Pete Demetrio, KNX 1070 News Radio.
22,000 more cases for California today. Nearly 700 people losing their lives. That brings the death toll to more than 34,400. The state's positivity rate continues to fall, though, as does the number of people hospitalized and those needing ICU beds.
More now on our inauguration coverage. San Fernando Valley Democratic Congressman Brad Sherman tells CanX this was the smallest and yet the most important inauguration he'll ever attend.
Because we have endured 4 years in which our democratic institutions were challenged. Those institutions held, and we're now resuming normal government.
Sherman says President Biden's call to unity struck him the most. He says it's time now to get back to at least agreeing on the facts. Sherman says that'll be the only way both Democrats and Republicans can come together to solve the country's problems.
So yes, new president is that he wants to bring people together, wants to try to unify the country. Some say good luck with that.
The last 2 weeks have been tumultuous ever since a pro-Trump mob stormed the Capitol. And USC political science professor Jeb Barnes says the parties are as polarized now as they've ever been at any time since the Civil War.
So I think there's a lot of reasons to think that we are divided, we'll remain divided.
He believes there are some areas where there could be some compromise.
Well, the obvious one, John, is infrastructure. Usually politicians like to build things. There was some talk of doing a follow-up on criminal justice reform.
But not in areas like immigration, no chance.
I think that's one of the reasons why President Biden is starting there with an executive order.
The professor thinks the new president will just have to pick and choose as he goes. As for the old president?
I think that you can never underestimate Donald Trump.
He says he'll never write him off. He knows better. At USC, John Baird, KNX 1070 News Radio.
The KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news and traffic, listen live to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, Alexa, play KNX 1070. You can also listen at KNX1070.com, radio.com, and KNX 1070 AM, news radio.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.